WW5MF3 Mobile.
W4DJW Mobile. Good afternoon, Mike.
Good afternoon, sir. I heard you talking in there a minute ago. Actually, I was listening to you and Dave talk this morning. I meant to jump in there. I rewired Lisa's Jeep, and we're in it right now. And I put one of those on the RG45. I put one of those couplers in it. I wanted to make sure she had audio.
Looking good. They had to extend the mic cable, huh? It's working great. No problem.
I kind of tethered the ones that were on it, so I bought some new ones, and then I didn't want to stretch it out so long, so I used the old one as well. It's pretty good distance from the radio, but it's all nice and clean and installed. How you doing today?
And you know what? I got some of those RJ45 couplers and some cable and a cable splicer and a tester to test that they're... Lord, I didn't even think about doing that till you said that. It is, and I kind of struggle with it sometimes. I think I'm going to do the same thing on the mic I'm on now. That's a good idea. I'm glad I talked to you today.
For $8.95 a piece, I bought, I guess they're clone Kenwood cords for the microphone, and they look identical, except brand new, to the ones I had. They got the boots on them and everything, but they just weren't that long. So I looked for those RJ45 connectors and couldn't find any anywhere, but I had one in one of the bins I had. So in your next go round, you can tell me where you ordered them from, because I'm going to order a couple more.
And I bought two or three different types. There's some that are really small that fit on the backside of a wall where you have normally where you plug in 110 or you plug in a telephone line. They make them that you can plug in RJ45. And there you put an RJ45 coming down the wall and you plug it into the back of that. And then it gives you another female connector so that you can plug your cable in on the other side of the wall, on the side of the wall that you're on. Those are really small, and they're convenient. They're tiny. They're not big around. The other ones, I found some that are hard shell, like plastic with aluminum plating on it that's really super thin. Those aren't so good. I don't like them. I mean, they work, but they're bulky. And then I found some that have like a rubberized outside around it that are they're like halfway in between the little ones and the big ones. So Amazon's got a good selection to go. I mean, you can spend all day looking through. And then I got some that are watertight as well that you can run outside. And they have those little strain release that really crimp down on the cable so that no water can get in. So if you want to run one across the ground, you can do that. I got a couple of all three of those different those types.
Research here this coming weekend coming up. I ordered some connectors and need some more Amphenol PL259s, and I don't like the price of them, but I need to get two of the UHF male connectors for that hardline so I can lay that hardline down before I go up with the coax on a tower. And I'm also looking for, I didn't hear, I just joggle your brain there. I need a 2-meter mobile unit, just 2-meter, no 2-meter 440, just 2-meter. I don't know if they had one on the swap net or not, but keep your eye out. If so, just give me a jingle. We're over here on Woodruff Road, and I tell you what, this road is unbelievable. W5MFC Mobile.
And Greer's getting about that bad. I'm telling you, it's bad. I can send you an email link to what's on the swap net. There's a lot of stuff on the swap net. That's the same thing I was dealing with David that I was talking to just a minute ago. Send him a link to it. I can send you that link, and you can look through it because there's so much stuff on there. And it changes. You know, stuff comes on there, stuff goes off of there. So best thing to do is just keep an eye on that for the radio that you're looking for. There have recently been quite a few silent keys, and that has really made the stockpile on the swap net go up. You know what I mean?
Sir, real noisy at the repeater right now. It's probably where I'm at. I'm over here over by the cinema on Woodruff Road, and I'm getting ready to go into the Good Feet place and see what they got in here for shoes for Miss Lisa. She works there. You know, she's done at the hospital all day long on her feet, so she needs a pair of shoes. Dave, send me that link. I'll chat with you on the go around. You need anything, you give me a holler. W5 MFC Mobile.
All right, Mike. I think we're both getting behind Roper Mountain. Roper Mountain's blocking both of us. Anyway, good talking to you this morning. I'll send you that link. W5 MSC and KD5 PCB, W4 DJW Mobile.